Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject called The Bible Principle of Calling Those Things into Reality. This is a 19-part series, and we're doing topic number 7, the ministry of Jesus. He called those things that be not. We go to Romans chapter 12, verses 19 to 21, and reading from verse 19, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him a drink. For in so doing, you shall heap coals of fire unto his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." What is God showing us here? God is showing us a principle of calling those things that be not as though they were. If you feed your enemies, you're calling them your friends. You are calling for those things that are not there as though they were. Let us go now to the water turned to wine, the marriage of Cana, and we go to John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Reading from verse 1. "On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what does this concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to do, do it. Now there were a set of six water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 to 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, draw some now and take it out to the master of the feast. And they took it. Verse 9. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was turned to wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called for the bridegroom. And he said unto him, every man at the beginning sets out good wine, and when the guests are well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." In this example of the water turned to wine, Jesus tells them to fill the water pots with water. He is calling for wine. He's calling for those things that are not there as though they were. He's calling the water wine. He was telling them to act like it was wine. Jesus was adding actions to his faith. By the time they got to the governor, the water had become wine. As they went, same as the 10 lepers, what would happen if they did not go? This is not about changing the water to wine, but about the principle that Jesus used all the time. The beginning of miracles Jesus did. The beginning of miracles began with calling those things that be not as though they were. In Luke chapter 17, verse 4, it reads, "And if he trespasses against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him." In this scripture, the way to forgive, start confessing. I forgive, I forgive, I forgive, and then faith comes. If you keep saying, then unforgiveness will be plucked up and cast into the sea. Going once again to Luke chapter 17, verses 4 to 6. "And if he trespasses or sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be you plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea, and it should obey you." There's faith secrets here. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say, this is the way you plant the seed of faith in your heart, is by saying, and it should obey you. Faith should obey you. Faith is your servant in the situation. If you call a tree plucked up, you are actually calling it a different way than it already is. You are calling for things that be not yet as though they were. In the following examples, you will see where Jesus used this principle all the time, and we as believers are meant to use it all the time as well. The next part coming, we're still dealing with the ministry of Jesus. He called those things that be not, and we'll be dealing with the healing of the 10 lepers. Thank you, and God bless.